Welcome to Executive Strength Stress Management, Strategies for Thriving in the Modern World. So you're a self-motivated, ambitious kind of person. You like to think that nothing can stop you in your tracks, and most of the time you're probably right. You thrive on pressure, on meeting deadlines, on aiming high and putting in the effort to reach your goals. Most of the time you probably don't feel stressed, more like excited or challenged. But the truth is, a high-pressure kind of lifestyle and the kind of personality that pursues it is prone to be affected by stress. It's just not humanly possible to be operating at such a high level of functioning without experiencing the effects of stress, even if the stress is only due to the long hours worked. I know stressed out all seems a bit 80s, but we're actually experiencing more stress now than we did when "I'm so stressed" was the catch cry. Most people report an increase in their stress levels over the last few years, and no one seems to be saying it's getting easier. If you're running a business or managing staff, then you'd know that the cost of workplace stress is high too. In 2008, there was a study that found workplace stress cost the Australian economy $14.81 billion and Australian employers $10.1 billion. And that's not to mention the 3.2 days lost per year per employee due to stress-related factors. And that's just a dollar cost. What if you succumb to stress-related illnesses? That could mean a long time without income, could even mean never being able to work at your full capacity again. And that could mean giving up on your dreams, giving up on your ambitions, and settling for a life you never imagined for yourself. It's vital that we learn to manage our stress much, much better than we do now. And why should you believe me? Because I am the poster child for a recovering stress addict. My family could stress for the Olympics. They could make breathing a stressful occupation. And our family is usually where we pick up our stress management IQ. On top of that, I've got one of those personalities that loves to have lots going on all the time. I love a challenge and I love to push to see how far I can go. Essentially, I'm an adrenaline junkie, but not the type that has to hurl myself at the ground in a lycra suit with wings. My adrenaline addiction got me into trouble some years ago. I pushed too hard, I did too much, and I didn't handle my stress in a way that was helpful or healthy. I crashed big time. I wound up with an illness that took me years to recover from and that I still have to be careful of now. All due to the stress of long hours, pushing myself too hard, and ignoring the warning signs my body and mind were giving me. The good news for you is that I had to learn to deal with my stress. I had to learn every strategy under the sun to stay healthy. I had to find which stress management strategies worked, and I had to use them every day. And that is what I'm going to share with you. Everything you find in this program is backed by scientific research, psychological, neurological, and maybe a little quantum physics too. I'm going to let you know about the dangers of not learning how to handle your stress. So if you're afraid of bad news, you might have to brace yourself. And I'm going to tell you how easy it is to become stressed. Did you know we can be stressed by things that don't even register in our conscious minds? I'm also going to give you lots of strategies to recognize your stress and manage your stress, so you have plenty to choose from. Everyone responds to stress differently, so what works for you might not work for your friends. I'll give you a range of scientifically validated techniques to choose from. It's up to you to find what works best for you. So what you need to do, as with everything, if you don't put in the work, you won't get as much out of this course. Yes, it's unfair that we can be stressed by things we can't see, and it's unfair that getting stressed takes no effort at all, and it's especially unfair that we have to put in effort to undo what stress has done. But the benefits you'll gain by really engaging in this course will be a million times more than the effort you put in. Most of the killer diseases in our day and age are stress-related, so we have to learn to manage our stress. But I know I don't need to tell you to put in the effort for this course. I can see that you're a motivated kind of person who will definitely take the action suggested in this course because you're high-functioning, you do want the best for your life, you do have ambitions, and you do want to make sure you get to reach your idea of success in one piece. So let me tell you a little bit about stress. Stress is a funny thing. What stresses us one day might not rate a blip on the stress radar the next. So the traffic jam might drive us crazy on Tuesday, but on Wednesday we hardly notice it. Believe it or not, this is actually good news. It means that there's something other than just external events that trigger our stress response, and it means we can learn to control those other triggers. Stress exists because of stressors. things that are happening outside us and inside us too. Stress happens because there is something we perceive as being beyond our ability to manage well. Because our stress comes from our perceived ability to cope with external pressures, then it makes sense that we can change our perception or enhance our ability to cope to manage our stress. For most of us, we'd find that our stress management IQ is probably a bit low. On average, most people would get pretty poor grades on a stress management test. We learn a lot of things in school, equations we'll never remember, when Emily Bronte lived and died, all those totally useful things. And yes, that was sarcasm. But learning how to deal with stress is left to chance. Not surprisingly, people who have had stress management training are better at managing stress than those who haven't. And it's also been found that the more hours of stress management training you have, the better you'll be at it. So no matter what your natural reaction to stress is, training in stress management is going to help you. Also, if we don't learn to manage our stress, there are health consequences. According to the World Health Organization, stress, and especially work-related stress, is the second most frequent health problem, and it impacts at least a third of the population. There's a lot of evidence linking stress to heart disease, high blood pressure, inflammatory diseases, and that does include cancer, depression, obesity, and even infertility. And to top it all off, as if all the health consequences aren't bad enough, research has also shown that 25% of our happiness is directly related to how we handle stress. That's a lot of our happiness. Research has found that happy people are more successful and earn more money. So if we don't handle stress well, then we're either not very healthy campers or not very happy campers, and therefore not very successful campers. Another problem with stress is that for lots of us, we used, shall we say, somewhat less than helpful stress management techniques. We drink too much, smoke too much, eat too much, or unleash our stress upon poor unsuspecting partner or pet. And believe it or not, these particular strategies don't work that well in the long run. Trust me, I've tried them. So in the interests of our health, our happiness, our family, and our poor unsuspecting pets and partners, get cracking on improving your stress management IQ.